This is Ozarks at Large. In a historic ruling this past week, the United States Supreme Court voted in favor of extending protections to lesbian, gay, and transgender employees under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports how the judgment has an impact on LGBTQ people in Northwest Arkansas.
Last Monday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. Last year, the Arkansas Supreme Court reversed a 2015 non-discrimination ordinance in Fayetteville that would have granted protections to LGBTQ individuals by banning discrimination based on sexuality or gender identity. The court ruled that the ordinance was unenforceable after state legislators passed a law that doesn't allow cities to extend protections not already afforded by state law, which doesn't include sexual orientation or gender identity as protected classes. City Attorney Kit Williams, who argued on behalf of Fayetteville, says that while it's too late to appeal that decision, the Supreme Court ruling on June 15th is an important step for equality.
So I can tell you, all of us in favor of equality for everybody were very overjoyed that the Supreme Court made that decision.
However, Williams says the decision does not explicitly cover all the protections that the city's non-discrimination law had provided.
But we need to remember that this was an interpretation of a federal law involving employment. The other parts of what we did, we were also protecting someone's right to go into an establishment and not be discriminated against because they're just lesbian, gay, or transgender, and also housing. And those two were not part, at least the going into public accommodations, which is like a restaurant or a store or something, was not part of the federal law that the Supreme Court properly interpreted to include protection for lesbian, gays, and transgender. And you should also know that, of course, this was not in a vacuum. There were several circuit courts that had ruled that same way what the Supreme Court, as the Supreme Court did. And we cited those when we were arguing our case before the Supreme Court of Arkansas.
In a conversation with Jewel Hayes, a board member for Northwest Arkansas Equality and a trans civil rights activist, she explains what the decision means for the LGBTQ community in Northwest Arkansas.
I thought it was very positive. I know that in Arkansas that we don't have protections already set up for this. We had tried for an anti-discrimination law in Fayetteville, and the court of Arkansas overturned it. And now we have federal protections, which is really good.
And what do you think this will mean moving forward now that there's a federal law in place or a federal precedent?
It's a good improvement for civil rights of all people, not just trans people or gay people, because if someone wanted to dress a little bit more femininely or masculinely, they wouldn't be discriminated against that, even if they were a straight person. So I think that it helps for all people to be able to be free and love the people that they want to love and dress the way that they want to dress.
And this decision comes just a few days after a federal rule was finalized from the Department of Health and Human Services that gives doctors and insurers basically the right to turn away transgender or LGBTQ people. What does it mean, or what does it feel like to have these two things happen simultaneously?
I think that the moment we are in is of growth, and that the people who want civil rights and freedom for all people and everything have been getting more powerful, and we're experiencing some backlash from that. That the conflicts right now show the strength of the civil rights movement that's happening in the United States and all over the world.
And as far as Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville, how far do we have to go still? What more needs to happen?
I feel like Fayetteville is a liberal island, and what I would like to see is our reach to expand and to help make other places in Arkansas a little bit freer for people to live. And I think we're doing fairly good here, but I think that we need to spread the word and talk to people all throughout our state and try and improve our state in general.
How do you think people can do that?
Well, one of the main things that I think that we can do is that if you have people that you disagree with, instead of blocking them, have a conversation with them. A good leader makes the opportunity to make an ally rather than turning someone into an enemy. So making allies where you can, having conversations with people who disagree with you rather than saying, I hate you and I disagree with your opinion and I don't want to talk to you.
And are there still aspects or places where the rights for LGBTQ people are not being addressed in Arkansas, in Northwest Arkansas? Are there still gaps?
I think that there are some gaps. I know that a lot of women in my community, at least in the trans community, can have a hard time finding a job. Like, just because people worry that we would be bad for business or that some conservative people wouldn't come into work. So on occasion, there is places that will not hire trans people just because they're worried about losing business. And I think that we could improve on that.
And how do you think this Supreme Court case will push that forward?
I think the Supreme Court case will push it forward by letting people who already have their jobs keep their jobs. And it will push forward by letting people know that they're a little bit safer and they can feel a little bit less self-conscious so they can work harder and do better and succeed in their community. If you're worried about losing your job, if you're worried about not having money, then it's hard to grow as a person. So to have protections like this makes us more free to be able to help other people. So Pride is coming up this month on the 26th, and I hope everybody joins us. And over the whole world, virtual Pride is happening. And so it'll be a good opportunity to see what LGBT people look like in every different country, see what rights are like around the world, and help us know where we need to fight our battles.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.